God never changes. Everything that was available in biblical times is available to you right now. Find out how to receive it on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, to begin today's powerful teaching, let's join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from their prayer cabin in Southwest Arkansas.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And welcome to our place in Southwest Arkansas that's been in our family for, well, ever since Gloria and I have been married. Her grandfather gave us the original 4 acres here. And God has blessed us over the years. I remember back when we had just moved the old house in here and had just started to work on the thing. And John and Kelly were little bitty kids, and Terry was a teenager finally, and she was having a lot of fun. But the little kids, I bought them these little motorcycles. They weren't over about that long. And John and Kelly were riding those things. They were about that tall. And they rode them all over this place. Well, back there then, before the grass and all that was in here, it was just raw dirt full of rocks. I mean, big old rocks from this big to this big everywhere. This whole hill is just a rock hill. And these little old bikes didn't have any shock absorbers on the rear. And they were just solid frame. And it just, they're bouncing all over the place. I had a table set up over there. I was fixing flats. I fixed flats day in and day out. They ran over everything in sight. I had thorn bushes and all. They were having so much fun. John came in that evening. I don't know how many miles they'd have ridden just out here in the rocks. He said, "Daddy, my tummy hurts." I said, "What's the matter with you, John? You need healing?" He said, "No, I don't think so. I think I just need to quit bouncing up and down." We got a lot of memories over this place. We used to camp out down here and everything, and now our grandkids do. And Father, we just praise you and bless you. We thank you so much for being so good to us. The blessing has functioned in our lives and household. Because we've taken you at your word, we've stood upon it as though you stood in front of us and as though you made a blood sworn oath to us and we could see you standing in the flesh. It's even more powerful, Gloria, than if he had stood right in front of us like he did Abraham and swore to him standing in blood. Because Jesus said, listen to how he put this. He told Thomas, "You believed because you have seen." Hmm. Now he said, stop being faithless. Listen now. Blessed. Did you get it?
I got it.
Blessed are those who have believed and not seen.
That was us at one point.
That is us. I mean, we believed it because it was in this book. Well, it is even more real coming from here than it would be if he had to appear to you in the flesh. Because this is the oath itself. This is the blood-sworn oath that we've been talking about. Praise God. Now, let's go back over here to the 26th chapter of Genesis, and let's read that once again, because we're going to pick up from there and re-talk about some things that we talked about yesterday, and then as the Lord leads, we'll go ahead. Now, Genesis 26:2, the Lord appeared unto Isaac. Now, see, the written word in those days wasn't there. And besides that, these men were not spiritually alive. The new birth didn't come until after Jesus was crucified, went into hell, paid the price as though he had committed Adam's sin. He never sinned. He never did it. But we'll understand more about that as we approach that today. But he went into hell and suffered the price like he did do it. And the thing that happened after that was the new birth came into existence. And that's where the new covenant began. Because that wasn't available under the old covenant. So under the old covenant, the threat of death was still there. The curse for breaking that covenant was still there. In the new, it's not.
The threat was still there, but the blessing didn't have any trouble manifesting
in
the old covenant.
No, if they stand on it.
Yeah.
Now, so God, in order to get Isaac on in this, he had to appear to him. Isaac was Abraham's son, but he's the only one with that covenant promise.
That's right.
So now Isaac is God is having to affect his thinking. Listen to what he said to him. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. For unto thee and unto your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham your father. Now, the glory. try that every day for 45 years. the glory that God had released on Adam when he said, be fruitful and multiply. He said he blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now, Adam sinned and lost it. But now God began right then to get that blessing back in place where it belonged. Jesus, several thousand years later, was the result of that blood-sworn oath to Abraham, standing in blood, so shall your seed be. Now, I want to get, I wrote this down as the word of the Lord came to me a few days ago as I was writing my partner letter. God stood in blood when he swore the blessing on Abraham, he swore by himself. Now, let's find that in the scripture in the book of Hebrews, and we'll look in the 6th chapter, and we'll go on then and study that. Now, notice here in the 13th verse, when God made promise to Abraham. Now, let's use the words that he said to Isaac. When God swore an oath to perform, see, he swore the oath to Abraham, but he swore to Isaac, I'll perform it. This is what Isaac needed to know. He knew it was on his daddy. He saw it. He lived under it. He watched him. He'd had experience all of his life with this fine old covenant-keeping man of God. Amen. I mean, and he taught his son. But now what he had to know was that God would perform the same oath for him. And this he was to teach his children, which he did. Now, when God swore a blood oath to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Now, a blood oath is an oath. It is a covenant that is unbreakable. And to break it, it has a death penalty with
that's
it.
Right.
Now, get this. Saying, here's what he said to Abraham. Surely, blessing, I will bless thee. Multiplying, I will multiply thee. Now remember, Abraham is the father of our faith.
We look at Abraham and the way he walked by faith, we can do the same thing and the same thing will come to pass for us.
That's right.
Now, here's a major factor in this. God never changes. I want you to notice again here, he swore by himself. Now, verse 16. Men verily swear by the greater. And an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all argument. Once we enter into a blood sworn agreement, there ain't no arguing about this thing forever. You do all your discussion and you do all your arguing back and forth and all the strife there is there about it. You do all of that before you enter into that blood covenant and mix your blood with one another and swear in that blood to do certain things and to carry out certain things. Brother, I'm telling you, when the blood falls, that means there ain't no arguing about this forever. And our children ain't got any argument about it. And you can't break it in a court of law. It's forever.
That's right.
Now, God willing more abundantly. How much is he willing?
More abundantly.
More abundantly.
That's a bunch.
Willing to what? Willing to perform. Mm-hmm. Willing to show unto the heirs of promise the unchangeableness of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. He confirmed it by standing in blood. He confirmed it to Isaac by appearing to him. He confirmed it by sending Jesus into this earth. That blood-sworn oath took upon itself flesh and dwelt among men. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now, let's continue with this. Now, remember, he is abundantly willing. He abundantly wants you to know that he never changes, that his word never changes. If he ever healed, he heals. If he ever saved, he saved. It is just as much his will to heal you today as it was when Jesus walked the shores of Galilee, and Jesus never, ever refused healing to anybody. When did he change, Gloria? When did it pass away? When did all this religious bunk that people say, well, that ain't for us anymore. I'd like to know when it went. I'd like to know when he said, I'm changing today. You better get healed because tomorrow I ain't doing that anymore. You know what? I ain't got but one word for that. To hell with it. Forgive me, but that's how strong I feel about this thing. Jesus poured his blood out so you and I could receive the blessing of Abraham.
Right.
How dare you come up and tell me he ever changed his mind? How dare you tell me that he's not abundantly willing to prove and show to me in his word the unchangeableness of his oath? Oh, glory be to God forevermore. Let every man be a liar, but not God.
That's right. That's right.
The unchangeableness. I read the definition of it before. I'm going to read it again. The word immutability. Just abundantly willing to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by a blood-sworn oath. Listen, not capable or susceptible to change, never changing or varying forever.
Impossible to change.
And this said the reason he entered into this blood covenant was to abundantly prove his willingness to never change his oath.
That's right.
It couldn't have been any more true, but in the minds of men, it was too good to be true. And he had to do something to forever be a solid rock anchor of consolation in your mind and in your thinking processes, that His Word is true. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by the pain in my body. I'm not moved by what men say. I'm not
That's
moved
right.
by the way it looks. I'm not moved by my bank book. I'm not moved by debt. I am moved by what I believe. And I believe this blood-sworn oath forever. Praise God. In all of its glory and all of its majesty. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
I am excited about this. I've been excited about it for 40 years, and I'm more excited today than I was 40 years ago when I first found out about it. I was riding in an airliner. My airplane was in the shop. I had a little airplane at that time. It was in the shop. And I was coming from Houston to Fort Worth. I'd been preaching down there in Brother Hilton Sutton's church. And, oh, what a time we'd had in the Word. Well, I'm coming back, and I pulled a little red book by E.W. Kenyon out of my pocket. Somebody handed it to me, and I hadn't read that. Now, I had read and studied his works, and they had blessed me greatly. And so I'm riding along there, and I read this little red book, The Blood Covenant. Oh, Lordy, I'm sitting up in the front seat of that airliner coming home. The bulkhead right here was right in front of it. I had propped my foot up against the bulkhead, and I began to, it's getting on me. I mean, strong. I'm a blood brother to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. I'm an heir according to the promise in Galatians 3:13-29. And if you be Christ, are you Abraham's seed? My God, I'm kicking that bulkhead. The lady with the booze cart come up the aisle, got all that, you know, all that alcohol on that cart. And she stopped with this big smile on her face and said, would you... Oh, no. You've had too much already. And turned around, I said, yeah, I'm drunker than Hooter's goat, man. Praise God. Only, you know, amen. Amen, I still am. I tell you, the power of God is working in me right now. Receive Jesus.
Yeah.
Receive His Word. Receive your healing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your debt-free lifestyle. Rebuke that debt and cast it out of your life and begin to say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
The blessing
blessed.
Of Abraham is mine. I am blessed. The power of the blessing is working within me.
Thank you, Lord.
Do all things through Christ Jesus. He strengthens me. His anointing is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And right this moment, the joy is roaring inside me like the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
This is Christianity.
That's right.
This is the real thing.
It's something to get excited about.
And this is the stuff Satan hates, and he's been trying to kill it ever since he's been on the earth. Well, I got news for him. He's done. He's through. You can send his saddle home, brother. He is finished.
I agree to that.
And you know what brought him down? The blessing.
The blessing.
The authority to subdue the earth. And have dominion over it.
That's right.
Is in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in that name, which is above every name. And at the sound of that name, every knee must bow. And every tongue of beings in heaven, beings in the earth,
amen.
And beings under the earth. Must confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God highly exalted Him and gave Him His name, which is above every name that's named. And He has given us His name. The Scripture says, that name, no other name given unto men is salvation. Given where? To men. That name and its authority is in this earth to subdue this earth, to make it subject to that blessing. And when you begin to have faith in the blessing, that blessing is my source, that blessing will multiply, that blessing will replenish, it'll fill up. that blessing will cause dominion in my life.
Hallelujah.
I speak blessing in the name of Jesus. He said, I'll bless your water. I'll bless your bread. I will bless your body. I'll bless you coming in and I'll bless you going out. I'll bless your storehouse. I'll bless your family. I'll bless your children. I'll bless everything that's yours. All of those are pieces and parts of the blessing. And when you begin, I woke myself up one night. I went to bed saying, I'm blessed. The blessing's working in me. The blessing is healing my body. The blessing is working out my day for me tomorrow. The blessing is causing great, great prosperity to flow in here in order to declare the works of the Lord all over everywhere we're called to declare it.
Amen.
Amen. That's the reason I don't write appeal letters and beg and go on. And man, I listen, the blessing is working. Now, I went to bed praying in the Spirit and I fell off to sleep. And not long during the night, around 2:30, 3 o'clock, I woke up. And I was talking. That's what woke me up. I woke up saying, the blessing is working inside me now. The blessing is healing my body now. The blessing is out preparing my day tomorrow. The blessing is making my way straight. The blessing is prospering me and all the angels that were created to carry out that blessing to be to minister for the heirs of salvation, the heirs of the oath. That's us, praise God.
That's us.
And they were created to be in the earth and help Adam. And they're here now to help us. Jesus, the second and last Adam, has the blessing full intact. And they are here working for him. And we are connected to him. We are joint heirs through him. And I was saying, ministering spirits are moving all over the earth. Helping us minister, helping us preach, preparing places, preparing people,
Hallelujah.
And doing their work of the gospel.
Praise God.
I said, glory to God. Woo, that's good. Rolled over, and I said, he gives his beloved sleep, and went right back to sleep.
You were receiving.
I was receiving all night. My spirit was active all night long.
Hallelujah.
Many times, many times. Gloria had, the devil tried to put sleep apnea on her, and it, symptoms of it began to function, began to operate. Well, of course, we took authority over it, believe God. And I would wake
That's
up.
That's when you snort and you snore and you make all kind of noise.
I would wake up.
You're
and
a nuisance.
I would hear her holding her breath and struggling to breathe. And I'd say, no, she's blessed in the name of Jesus. We are blessed. That doesn't come in our family.
That's right.
And
Thank God.
It wasn't all that long until it just went away. So, well, it might not have been. Oh, yeah. She went down and had them do one of those sleep thing tests on her. Oh, yeah. They wanted to do all kinds of stuff. They know you're doing that when you can do this.
That's right.
And the blessing was there. It was the blessing that healed my
Hallelujah.
Back and restored all my discs back to normal, took all the hernias out of those discs, and that one that had ruptured and was destroyed has now been reconstituted, and it's back where
the
it
blessing
belongs.
Blessing is working.
And all
You're
the
back.
All the degenerative joint disease has completely gone out of my bones. That's the blessing at work.
That's right.
And it works all the time unless you stop it.
And
with doubt and fear and unbelief.
It's running off the curse. It's casting out the curse. The blessing.
Yes, amen.
Overcoming the curse.
And we're out of time.
My.
Glory and I will be back in just a moment. The blessing of Adam included the blessing, the empowerment to have dominion over everything in the earth.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, an all-new series about living in the blessing.
The new birth is part of the blessing. Healing ministry is part of the blessing. Baptism in the Holy Ghost is part of the blessing. The gifts of the Spirit are part of the blessing. Financial prosperity is part of the blessing.
This important teaching from Kenneth Copeland is about God's empowerment of every believer to create the Garden of Eden in your life, wherever you are. Living in the Blessing, all new and available on DVD, is a must for every believer. God has blessed you, and this teaching will show you how to live in the faith that releases the blessing.
Wherever you go, you walk in faith, and the blessing will turn that place into a Garden of Eden.
To order your copy of Living in the Blessing, log on to kcm.org and order online. This must-have teaching from Kenneth Copeland will open your eyes to the provision God has for you. To order your copy by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Or you may call us at 800-575-4455. Order your copy of Living in the Blessing today.
Do whatever it takes. You order these today.
You've got to
get your hands on this now. Living in the Blessing, both in CDs and DVDs. Now, let me make a suggestion to you here. I want you to remember something. I'm not in the tape business. I'm not in the DVD business. I'm in the Word of God business. This is all to get this Word to you and build it in your spirit until you are excited about it as I am, but not just in little spurts, but that you stay that way all
the
time.
Live in the Blessing.
You live there in the name of Jesus. Now, a good thing to do is get the family together and watch it on DVD. It's stronger that way. Almost as good as being in a meeting. And then listen in your car to the CDs. You'll get more every time you go. But if you get the family together, do the DVD and use your Bible. Sit there and go through all the Scripture just like you were in that meeting. And it's that much faster. Amen. So, don't miss any of the broadcast on it. Now, these messages are not just the broadcast redone. This goes into detail we don't have time to go into here. But you'll get a lot of detail in this, and you really don't want to miss any of that. Father, we pray over this radio and television audience in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are blessed. And we walk in it. We plan for it to grow in us in Jesus' name. Now listen, next week is the Great Lakes Believers Convention. That's the 20th through the 25th in Milwaukee. Get in there. I don't care if you have to bleed God. Whatever you have to do, you come in here from anywhere you are in the world. There's things that happen in these conventions that just don't happen anywhere else.
The blessing manifests.
We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year. It's 2007 and the door is open. Soak in God's Word at the 2007 Great Lakes Believers Convention. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Sabell, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Bill Winston as you learn to walk in the blessing and step through your open door in 2007. Come out August 20th through 25th at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
His word is His will.
Amen.
And if He was ever willing to bless, He's willing today.